As required by the NHOA, I will read it aloud. I have no relationship to disclose. My presentation covers four parts. I will introduce the characteristics of the program, its major achievements, challenges, and the reforms. Taiwan's national health insurance was implemented in 1995 by integrating the medical benefits of 13 different social insurance schemes and extended the coverage to the entire population. It can be briefly described by the following characteristics. Universal coverage. All citizens and foreign residents staying longer than 6 months are entitled to enroll. Public health, public administration. The Bureau of National Health Insurance is the only agency in charge of the program and the single payer for the medical services covered by the system. 95% of the NHI fund is financed by premier revenues, which are payroll-based. And the cost burden is shared by the employers, employees, and the government. The benefit package is quite comprehensive, covering inpatient and outpatient care, dental care, pharmaceuticals, and the traditional Chinese medicine. Everyone, from the president to the street person, enjoying the identical service package without any discrimination. Upon receiving the medical services, copayment is required, which is 10% for the inpatient care and 20% for the outpatient care. Health providers join the programs on the contract basis. Currently, 92% of our providers sign the contract. The health services provider will be reimbursed on the fee-for-service based. Since 2002, we incorporate the global budget, which will negotiate by a national negotiation committee composed of both the providers and the payers. To help the advantaged, the government fully subsidizes the premium and the copayment of low-income households through social welfare budget and partially subsidizes the low-middle-income households with tobacco surtax and lottery revenue. After 16 years of implementation, the NHI program continues to provide universal coverage, which allows equitable access to the services, where containing the growth rate of our medical expenditure at an affordable rate. The program has remained very popular among the public and then improved our health status, the population health significantly. Prior to the national health insurance system, only 57% of our population had health insurance. At present, nearly the total all the populations are covered. The remaining non-participants are mostly those who have household registration in Taiwan, but actually live overseas. The universal coverage has proven crucial in such difficult times as the global financial downturn in the year 2008. Although some people in Taiwan experienced unpaid leave or even lost their jobs, the health care is not among their concern because their health insurance remains the same. People in Taiwan have equal access to medical care regardless of their socioeconomic status. We provide our enrollees into five equal groups. The first one is contained individuals has the lowest income, and the fifth are the richest group. Then we observed the benefit received, the proportion of the benefit received to the premier contribution. And then we found the individual in the lower group benefits more from the NHI than the wealthier households do. The Taiwan health insurance has helped the even though the coverage has expanded to the entire population, the expanding has contained at a portable level as 5.1%. And this is compared to the other OECD countries, it is relatively low. The national health insurance has helped Taiwan attain excellent results according to most measures of population health. It is a collective achievement of public health teamwork, of course, and the NHI catalyzes the success. The Department of Health conducted a before and after comparison and found that our standard mortality rate decreased faster and the life expectancy increased more significantly, especially for the male group after the NHI. In 1995, when the program was inaugurated, the satisfaction rate was low, even lower than the dissatisfaction rate. But 1 year later, the Golden Cross occurred, and ever since the satisfaction rate kept rising, with some exception when the fees was raised or the control measure took place. And according to the recent survey, our satisfaction rate has reached 25%, which making the NHI the most popular program in Taiwan. Despite all these accomplishments, the system faces challenges. One major problem in the NHI is now it operates at a deficit. The revenues increase at an annual rate of 4.73%, which is lower than the expenditure growth rate by 0.3%. The direct reason behind is the frozen premium rate. Even though the law requires the rate to be reviewed every 2 years according to the actuary results, in the real world, rate adjustments are subject to political considerations. This rate was actually adjusted only twice over the past 16 years. The NHI is also criticized for its premier base, which is currently defined by mainly by the regular salaries. However, regular salaries constitutes only 70 to 75% of the total taxable income, and this share declines gradually in recent years. Moreover, reliance on the regular salaries puts a larger burden on the lower income workers. If we array the different income groups from low to high and observed the percentage of their regular salary to the total income, we will find that in the lower groups, they heavily rely on regular salary, while the wealthier have more resources coming from non-salary income. So even if the premium rate can be adjusted regularly as the law permits, the increased revenues will come disproportionately from the low mid-class workers, and this is not what we want to see. Our society reached a consensus that the premier base needs expansion, and that became the focus of our reform. The reform tasks can be dated back to 10 years ago, when the Cabinet instituted a second generation task force in the year 2001. The task force submitted its report 3 years later, and then the Department of Health proposed amended law to the Congress for review. After long communication, debates, and the compromise, of course, the revised version of the amendment was passed this January and soon promulgated by our president. The new law is expected to come into force in the coming year. The strategy finally adopted to tackle the financial challenge is to impose a 2% supplementary premium over three types of non-payroll incomes and three types of capital gains, namely stock dividends, saving interest, and rental income. By taking those actions, we expected to lower the premium rate for the basic premium and reduce the burden of the wage earners. The benefit reform, even though the benefit package is already comprehensive, but there will always be cutting-edge technologies and the breakthrough pharmaceuticals entering the market. The insurer has to provide state-of-the-art medical services while keeping finance balanced. In order to make both ends meet, a health technology assessment mechanism will be introduced to make the coverage decision. Four areas will be taken into consideration: health issues, medical ethics, cost effectiveness, and the financial impact on the insurance. After scientific evaluation, all the evidence will be presented to a committee where the representative or different stakeholders will seek consensus. Last but not least, the payment reform. It is an ongoing process. In the beginning, we paid the services basically on the fee-for-service. Then we adopted the case payment and fit in global budget, and conduct the P4P programs, initiate the Taiwan version of DRGs for inpatient care, and then in this year we start pilot project for capitation. Some final words for our reform. Adopting capital income into the premier base is a milestone in Taiwan's social insurance. The number measure is expected to raise the contribution of those individuals who have greater ability to pay and thus enhance the financial equity. On payment side, the new law encouraged an enlarged payment unit, moving from itemized services to quality of care and capitation. Our lawmaker hope that will offer health providers greater incentives to incorporate preventive medicine and health promotion in their care plan. And this will facilitate the ultimate goal of our national health insurance, aspiring health rather than health care. Any reform in healthcare is difficult. A reform for such a program like NHI that involves everyone's interest is extraordinarily difficult. We are pleased that Taiwan is ready to make another bold step, but as change is the only constant for health system, other challenges will emerge in coming years. We shall try our best to keep Taiwan's NHI sustainable and responsive, and ensure that the health protection is not a privilege for some, but a right for all. Thank you very much for your attention.